Well, I think there are two answers to that question. First, our national economy is a big threat. At some point, financial insolvency at home becomes strategic insolvency around the world. Beginning when I became secretary, was the first time in my life when I would travel abroad and as a representative of the United States, I did not land in every single capital knowing I had the most powerful, most dynamic economy in the world behind me, because it is that economic power that sustains our military power and, frankly, our political influence. So getting the nation's finances back on track, I think, is the number one defense concern. More broadly, I think the challenge now is not a single threat, but the multiplicity of threats. The number of problems and challenges that are out there that just don't go away. And figuring out how to manage all of those, how to deal with all of them, is both complex and very difficult. You have China's military programs coming along that I'll talk about a little bit this morning. You have Iran and its nuclear program. You have North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs. You have Al-Qaeda resurging in Iraq and northern part of Mali and in North Africa and elsewhere. So there are just a number of challenges. We still have the war in Afghanistan. It's still on. People tend to forget that, that we're still in the middle of a war. So there are a lot of different challenges, and I think that's one of the things that makes the job of president more difficult, is that there isn't just one challenge fundamentally to concentrate on.